One of the headaches of the national broadcaster GBC is funding. Over the years, the corporation has had to rely on government subvention mainly for its operations. Funding from this source is becoming more difficult as it has become imperative for GBC to look for other sources of funding which are sustainable. In the view of the Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, TV license fee could be part of the solution to the corporation's funding problems. He expressed his sentiments when he delivered the fifth in a series of lectures to commemorate the 80th anniversary of GBC. His topic was public service broadcasting, the good, the bad and the ugly. The Director General was emphatic that the journey from state broadcaster to public service broadcaster was negatively affected by the reluctance of governments from 1991 to 2014 to revise the TV license fee.
The abysmally low level of this fee can only be truly appreciated when converted into US dollars and matched against other prevailing license fees, not in Europe, not in Asia, not in Australia, but in Africa. While the 30p rate in Ghana was worth 8 cents a year, the TV license fee in South Africa was equivalent to 35 US dollars or 140 Ghana cedis. Second, the failure to review the TV license fee when the city was depreciating and devaluing dramatically from 1993-2014 severely impacted the capability of GBC to execute its mandate and also exert its independence as a public service broadcaster. Furthermore, this financial incapacitation undermined GBC's ability to produce content that was captivating, elevating, and fulfilling in order to retain the eyeballs of viewers and the ears of listeners. Finally, the crippled financial status of GBC made it impossible for the corporation to replace obsolete equipment, revamp studios, and sponsor much-needed capacity-building courses to keep ahead of new, agile commercial broadcasters with unlimited access capital. The revision of the TV license fee from 30 pesos per annum to 3 Ghana cedis per month for domestic owners of one TV set provides GBC with the brightest opportunity to complete the final leg of our three-stage journey from an ugly state broadcaster through a bad hybrid towards the ideal state of good public service broadcaster. As a good public service broadcaster, GBC will be beholden to none but the good citizens of Ghana and dependent on them for survival.
The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe. The state broadcaster has been marking 80 years of unparalleled broadcasting with series of lectures. The Director General of the corporation, Major Albert Donchebe, has been speaking about the need to make TV license fee an additional source of revenue to give the state broadcaster the needed resources to fully discharge its mandate of a public service broadcaster. Will the proposed TV license fee of 3 months, 3 cedis a month be enough to fund the corporation's operations? What projections are we looking at? In the studio is the DJ himself, Major Albert Donchebe, to throw more light on the issue. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
So we've traveled the road of TV license fee before. Why again?
Well, it is very, very vital and essential for us to be able to perform as a real, true public service broadcaster.
So many are wondering whether the 3 cedis a month for TV license is enough considering the depreciation of the national currency of the city.
Well, it depends on how much we are looking at. We are looking at 3 million analog TV sets in Ghana, potentially growing up to about 6 million. And if you do the calculations, we believe that 3 cedis for now should be enough. Now, remember that the 3 cedis is only the figure for one TV per household. The 3 cedis is for owners of one TV set.
So and, if you have two?
Yes, if you have one or more, you pay 5 Ghana cedis. And that is only for the domestic portion of the fee. remember, there are also commercial users, and the commercial users pay a different rate. Now, for restaurants, hotels, bars, and any other person who uses a television set for commercial purposes, you pay 3 CDs per TV, and you pay more times 3 CDs. So if you have 10 rooms in a hotel and you have 10 TV sets in those rooms, you pay 3 times 10. So it is not like a domestic user who, when he has 2 or more, pays the same rate. For hotels, they pay individually. That is, each TV set, you pay for that TV set.
What about repairers?
Yes, repairers and sales outlets, they also have their rates. For repairers, they pay 5 Ghana cedis a month. For sales outlets, each outlet is charged 20 Ghana cedis, and then annually they would pay 240 Ghana cedis. So, for example, Sumo Vision, if they have 10 outlets, each outlet is charged 20 cedis a month, and then we do the calculations for the year.
Well, sir, I get the impression that your passion for TV license lies in your belief that it could help solve the GBC's funding difficulties. Why so?
Well, it is not necessarily GBC's funding problems. My focus is more good public service broadcasting. As I said in my paper, there are 3 forms of broadcasting. We have commercial, we have state, we have public service. Now, if we in Ghana want to enjoy public service broadcasting with all in its glory, we need to fund it. And public service broadcasting cannot be funded adequately with funds coming from government, nor can it come from commercial operations, because we know the kind of pressures that these institutions will put on public service broadcasting. By the term itself, the public service broadcasting should not be beholden to any of these interests or pressures. It should come, normally from the public, and therefore its programs should be aimed at improving, elevating, entertaining, ensuring the best for the public, not because there are some commercial interests or political interests behind it.
So what parameters are we looking at here, and what are the revenue projections?
Well, if you even take 3 Ghana cedis per month, per TV per month, and you calculate it on the basis of even 3 million cedis, you can see that you are looking at 9 million Ghana cedis a month. And 9 million Ghana cedis, if you multiply it by 12, that will be good enough revenue to be able to maintain our operations and even share with our colleagues in broadcasting.
Now let's look at how the collection, the way of collection, how have we fashioned out the modalities to collect this fee?
The collection is the reason why, even though this LI was released in March 2015, we have not spoken much about it. It's because at the moment we are in our war room, and we are preparing the processes and plans to ensure that when we go out to collect, we can do a good job at collection. And I think we are almost there, and we plan to begin implementation in July. We'll begin slowly, but we'll pick up, and by October, we believe that we would have had our game well on hand, and we can collect as much as we believe we can collect this year.
Because it's a very big issue with regards to the collection modality, because it might end up in people's pockets.
That is the reason why, since March, we have not spoken, because we have been, like I said, we have been working. We are putting together the processes, we are anticipating the challenges, and we are finding solutions ahead before we go into the field. And we will not just embark one fine day and undertake collection. We are doing feasibility, and we are even doing pilots. And so between July and September, we probably will be doing our pilots and confirming some of the models that we have been looking at. It's only when we are convinced that the model works and that we can achieve 90% collection then we will then roll it out to the rest of the country.
So, sir, will GBC stop taking adverts when it starts collecting TV licensing?
No. As you realize, the license fee collection this time would not be as it was in the past. In the past, licensees were retained solely by GBC. Presently, the stakeholders have agreed that the license fee should be shared with other actors on the broadcasting scene. And therefore, this license fee is going to be shared with our colleagues in private broadcasting. It will also be shared with certain agencies also in the communications area. So, for example, our parents, that is, so to speak, the National Media Commission, the Ministry of Communication, who have other programs or projects like the National Media Fund and the Film Fund. All these funds will receive some of their funds from the TV license fee. So unlike in the past, when the TV license fee was seen as funds purely for GBC, this time these funds will be shared with other organizations also operating in the broadcasting environment in Ghana.
And what is GBC going to use its share of the funds for?
Well, I think that is very obvious. For public service broadcasting. For GBC to undertake good, clean, serious public service broadcasting, we need these funds. Like I argued yesterday, the fact that we have not been able to do that is purely because the funding has been inadequate. And whatever funding has been coming has been controlled by governments and the market. And these are two forces that you cannot depend on because they cannot guarantee you these funds. The market changes. Currently, there is a dip in the market. Advertisers are holding back. The commercial people, everybody is suffering. And therefore, if you've made your projections on the basis of the market, and the market is suffering, you will not be able to sustain your operations. At the same time, if you've made your projections on the basis of a government budget, and that budget is being cut back, how are you going to sustain your operations? Consequently, we need funding which is secure and guaranteed. And that is a fund which neither does it go through government nor through the market. But you go directly to the people. And this kind of funding is guaranteed because the number of TV sets in the country remain the same year after year. In fact, they may even increase. And therefore, you can have a good, clean idea of how much you would get in 2015 and how much more you probably would be able to pull in 2016, 2017. And therefore, you can do very purposeful advanced planning.
It seems you're going to gain much from the TV licensing, but will it be used to pay salaries of staff?
Well, it depends on the quantum. If the TV license fee generated is way, it's sums that can take care of our operations and our salaries, well, why not? That is the purpose of it, because the more independent we can become from the market and from government, the more effective we will be. In fact, if you look at the GBC law, even from as far back as 1968, and I quote Section 8(1), the corporation shall provide as a public service independent and impartial broadcasting services. The question I ask today: are we independent? Are we impartial? And the reasons are not too far away. If you are dependent on any source for funding, in spite of your attempts to be independent, whoever funds you will have some small influence on how you operate. So if you really want to be independent, as captured in the GBC Act, we need to have funding sources which are not controlled by governments or by the market. And that is by going to the people directly through a fund or a fee or a license, which is not changeable. It is fixed because the number of television sets is a fixed number. It can only increase. it won't decrease, it will increase. So your funds are likely to go up year after year.
All right, so thank you very much. We've been talking to Albert Donchebe, Major Albert Donchebe, the Director General of GBC, throwing more light on TV license fee. Meanwhile, the former Director General of GBC, David Anaglati, says now that the TV license fee has been reviewed, it is up to the corporation to bring out quality programs that will win the confidence of Ghanaians. He told Radio Ghana that GBC would focus more on local programs. Mr. Anaglati said GBC, as a public service broadcaster, should focus on the culture of the people.
Tremendous improvement is on the horizon. This is the good side of the one thing that can usher in the good public service broadcasting. Unlike the ugly, as he put it, the purely state-founded with all the adverse ramifications, although I would say socialist political animal that I am, that there are also good sides to the state broadcasting, but I also admit the negative aspects of it. The GBC would then be assured of revenue that is not coming from the state or that is not coming from advertising alone, and this will ensure that the strings that are attached to the other forms, state funding, commercial funding, will not be there. And this will ensure a more stable and influence-free system for GBC to go ahead without all the strings that are attached to the other two.
And again, with a stiff competition from private broadcasting stations, how do you expect GBC to reposition itself?
Yeah, this was the challenge that I faced when I was managing the transition from the purely state-funded broadcasting, as it was when I was there all the time, up to 1995. I had the unfortunate position to manage the transition because I was there in 92 when the constitution came into force requiring that plural media, and we face the competition from the commercial broadcaster. Mm-hmm. It is up to GBC to, having been assured of the revenue under the TV licensing fee that we have finally happily obtained, to by each program to earn the confidence of the public, because I know that the public is a very discerning public. It is easy for the commercial stations to do what they are doing and get away with it with purely cheap, sensational broadcasting, foreign broadcasting, devoid of the culture of our people, full of the tendency to denigrate our culture to the advantage of foreign culture, with all the foreign films that are on commercial television. They get away with it, and they will see the advantages that they are getting from a public service broadcaster that concentrates on the culture of the people, that speaks the truth.